The story of Pocahontas is familiar to many, but what do you know about Coca Koeski?
Coca Koeski was a Pamunkey chief.
Sandra Treadway is librarian of Virginia. She says Coca Koeski, who led the Pamunkeys for three decades, negotiated directly with English colonists following Bacon's Rebellion.
She was the most powerful woman at the time in the tribes that the English were dealing with. They were not used to political and diplomatic relations dealing with a woman. So it was something afterwards that they marveled about, you know, scratching their heads, how did this happen? But she outsmarted them, basically. Very, very impressive leader.
Treadway co-edited Virginia Women, Their Lives and Times. The two volumes offer new perspectives on prominent women like Dolly Madison and Patsy Cline, and they shed light on lesser-known figures, including Clementina Rind. In 1773, her husband, the public printer and a newspaper editor, died at the age of 39. With a family to take care of, Ryan didn't hesitate. She took over the family business.
She was clearly shrewd because she knew in order to succeed, she had to keep the patronage of the government of Virginia because they were the ones that often printed notices and took advertisements in the paper, and of the leading planters of the area. So she needed the male citizens and the male population to support her paper, even though it was being edited by a woman. And so she ran, she went around and visited people, but she also ran advertisements in the paper, basically very subservient in tone, very respectful, but asking for them to respect her new circumstances, but to put trust in her and to keep patronizing her. And they did, which is amazing.
Clementina Rind's name appears prominently on A Summary View of the Rights of British America, a pamphlet written by Thomas Jefferson in 1774. When it came time to re-elect the public printer, the House of Burgesses overwhelmingly chose Rind over two male candidates. While she died unexpectedly a few months later, she still had an impact during the 13 months she held the job.
And if you think about it, this is the 1770s. Just as the dissatisfaction among many Virginians and many people living in what's now the United States, the colony, the early colonies, with British rule. And so the way she shaped stories could affect the way people thought about the news.
Treadway and her co-editor, George Mason history professor Cynthia Kerner, worked with dozens of scholars to put together Virginia Women. Volume 2 includes more contemporary figures, including community feminist Vivian Carter Mason.
I didn't know about her, and I know a lot about Virginia women's history, so most people wouldn't have known about her. She needs to have that visibility.
A civil and gender rights activist for 60 years, Mason helped influence New Deal legislation and traveled with delegations to Europe and the Middle East.
Through a network of African-American women's organizations. And then she was fortunate fairly young in her life as a young married woman, but she came under the mentorship of a woman named Mary McLeod Bethune, who was, an older, established civil rights leader who really, I think, both inspired her and also showed her within, the period they were living, the 1930s, 40s, 50s, 60s, how you could have agency, how an African-American woman could have agency despite, the abysmal situation politically and socially that many African Americans had.
These stories, says Treadway, demonstrate how much women accomplished and their steady influence on politics, culture, and society, despite laws enacted throughout history to silence their voices and limit their power.
Somebody was recently quoting Martin Luther King as saying, the arc of our history is toward progress, even if there are times of regression and so forth. And I think you really see this in the stories in this book, that even though there are times of regression or times where women strive for something and aren't able yet to achieve it. If you look at the experience of women in the colonial period and the experience of women now, the arc has moved and the needle has moved. And I believe we're a better commonwealth because of women's contributions.
Treadway and Kerner will speak about Virginia women, their lives and times, Tuesday, March 7th at the Library of Virginia. For Virginia Currents, I'm Catherine Comp, WCVE News.